KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
A recapping some Saturday high school sports from around the area. The Hawkeye Town Wrestling Championships held Saturday at Creston, and it was Creston winning the meet with 242.5 points. Glenwood, the runner-up, 223 and was their total. Clarinda placing third with 165 points. Atlantic was fourth with 140.5. Harlan with 124 points, placing fifth. Lewis Central, Kemper Catholic, Red Oak, Shenandoah, and Denison round out the 10 teams in that meet Saturday. Individuals that won titles include Tanner Mertz of Red Oak, who was the champ at 106. Cruz Adamson of Creston wins at 113. Blake Luna of Clarinda was the champ at 120, with Dylan Cox of Atlantic the runner-up. Also at 126, Sam Jamison of Glenwood was the champ, with Atlantic's Marshall McDermott fourth. At 132, Alexander Schmitz of Kemper Catholic was the champion. Atlantic's Reed Nichols was third. At 138 pounds, Jake Marlin of Creston was the champion. Austin Williamson of Atlantic placed fifth. At 145, Jacob Johnston of Creston was the champion, with Atlantic's Matt Smith fourth. At 152, Glenwood's Josh Clark was the individual champion. At 160 pounds, Trevor Frayne of Creston was the champion. Also 170 pounds, Matt Williamson of Atlantic was the champion. At 182 pounds, Austin Lear of Lewis Central won the title, with Atlantic's Jordan Mock placing fifth. Keaton Hewlett of Creston was the champ at 195. Atlantic's Tyler Stork was fourth. At 220 pounds, Cole Tanner of Creston was the champion. Tyler Christensen of Atlantic placing second. And also at the 285-pound level, Glenwood's Alex Kilpak winning the title. Also wrestling Saturday at the Audubon Invitational, it was Logan Magnolia winning the team title with 197.5 points. Audubon the runner-up with 159 in their own meet. Individual champions include Logan Wood of Corning at 106, Alex Mormon of East Mills at 113, Brad Kirkhoff of Audubon at 120 pounds. At 126, Caleb Rainick of Logan Magnolia, Ridge Meek of Logan Magnolia, the champ at 132, Brett Markham of Missouri Valley wins at 138, Evan Hansen of Exira EHK was the 145-pound champion, Josh Hopkins of East Mills wins at 152, Wyatt Lewis of St. Albert was the champ at 160, Jake Larson of AHST took the 170-pound title. Jesse Swoboda of Audubon wins at 182. Trey Sander of Exira EHK, the 195-pound champ. Logan Melby of Logan Magnolia wins at 220, while David Howell of East Mills is the champion at 285 pounds in that Saturday meet. Also Saturday in boys high school basketball play, it was Abraham Lincoln over Lewis Central 42-32, Earlham defeating Madrid 53-47, Griswold topping Bedford 50-45, Guthrie Center beat Ogden 68-59, Kemper Catholic downing St. Edmund 47-46, Riverside got by Adair Casey 76-68, Trainer over Exira EHK 84-44. In girls basketball on Saturday, it was Adair Casey topping Riverside 54-33, Auburn Nebraska over Sydney 49-31. Clark beat Nottoway Valley 60-38. Abraham Lincoln topping Lewis Central 39-36. It was Earlham over Madrid 68-33. St. Edmund beat Kemper Catholic 46-43. Trainer over Exira EHK 68-35. In Western Valley Conference Girls Tournament play, consolation round action Saturday saw Kingsley Pearson beat West Monona 64-22, Ridgeview over Westwood 55-35, Siouxland Community Christian topping River Valley 46-43, West Harrison over Woodbine 71-61. In quarterfinal round play in that tourney, it was Arweva over Whiting 64-27, IKM Manning beating Charter Oak Ute 81-28, Lawton Bronson beat Maple Valley 75-16. In college men's hoops on Sunday, Tyrone Johnson had 17 points and 12 rebounds, and Ronnie Johnson scored 15 to lead Purdue to a 65-62 victory over Iowa on Sunday. Donnie Hale had 12 points and 5 rebounds. DJ Bird had 10 points and 7 boards for the Boilermakers. Mike Gasell had 18 points to lead the Hawkeyes. Roy Devon Marble, Aaron White, and Melson Basabi each scored a dozen. Basabi also had 8 rebounds as the Hawkeyes fell to 13-7 overall. They're 2-5 now in Big Ten Conference play. Anthony Downing scored 26 points to lead Missouri State to a 78-72 victory over Drake on Sunday. Keith Pickens added 19 points and 7 rebounds for the Bears, who complete a regular season sweep of the Bulldogs. Ben Simons led Drake with 19 points as the Bulldogs fall to 9-11. They're 3-6 in conference play. Well, Michigan is in position to take over the top spot in the AP poll. The second-ranked Wolverines picked up their second win of the week as they stopped Illinois 74-60. Current top team Duke was a loser Wednesday to Miami. Trey Burke led the way for Michigan with 19 points, which trailed after the opening minutes. Michigan is now 19-1. Elsewhere around the top 25, 7th-ranked Indiana knocked off 13th-ranked Michigan State 75-70 in a Big Ten showdown in Bloomington. Junior guard Victor Oladipo had 21 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 steals, leading Indiana to its 18th win in 20 games this season. 17th-ranked Creighton bounced back from a pair of road losses with an easy 81-51 win over Southern Illinois. Doug McDermott led the attack with 21 points and 10 rebounds. The Blue Jays have won 10 straight from SIU. Trey McKinney-Jones scored 15 points for the Miami Hurricanes, and the Atlantic Coast Conference leaders won their 7th game in a row as they beat Florida State 71-47. In women's college hoops yesterday, Bethany Doolittle tallied 19 points as Iowa avenged a January 6th loss to number 23 Michigan with a 63-57 victory on Sunday. Iowa trailed much of the early going before Doolittle scored 8 straight points on an 8-1 Iowa run to take the lead for good as she hit 9 of 15 from the floor, and Iowa hit 46%. Jamie Printy pitched in with 14 points in that contest as the Hawkeyes improved to 16-5 overall. They're 5-1 in Big Ten conference play. In the NBA on Sunday, it was Boston over Miami in double overtime, 100-98. The L.A. Lakers beat Oklahoma City 105-96, Detroit over Orlando 104-102, New Orleans beating Memphis 91-83, New York topping Atlanta 106-104, Dallas beat Phoenix 110-95, while the L.A. Clippers beat Portland 96-83. In the National Hockey League on Sunday, Washington beat Buffalo 3-2. It was Pittsburgh in a shootout, 2-1 over Ottawa. St. Louis in overtime, a 5-4 winner over Minnesota. Montreal beat New Jersey in overtime, 4-3. Tampa Bay topping Philadelphia, 5-1. Chicago beat Detroit in overtime, 2-1. Winnipeg over the New York Islanders in overtime, 5-4. And San Jose was a 4-1 winner over Vancouver. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Iowa State has hired former Arkansas assistant Chris Klonakis as its new offensive line coach and assigned associate head coach Bill Blyle to work with the tight ends. Klonakis, who spent the past 3 seasons with the Razorbacks, was previously the offensive coordinator at Nevada. He coached San Francisco quarterback Colin Kaepernick from 2007 to 2009 and is well-versed in the pistol style of offense, which features quarterbacks operating out of the shotgun but closer to the line of scrimmage. Cyclones coach Paul Rhodes says Klonakis will help the Cyclones diversify and expand their offense. Klonakis has coached Division I for 23 years, including a 3-year stint as the offensive coordinator at Southern Mississippi. Most of the NFL's top stars have taken part in another high-scoring Pro Bowl game in Honolulu. The best of the NFC won the annual encounter, beating the stars from the AFC 62-35. The NFC point total is a Pro Bowl record. Whether the NFL's All-Star game will return or not is a question league officials will ponder the next few months. And the players gave plenty to consider on both sides of the argument Sunday. Minnesota tight end Kyle Rudolph was voted the game's MVP with 122 yards and a touchdown. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that Titans coach Mike Munchak has spoken with Greg Williams and is interested in hiring the suspended defensive coordinator. Commissioner Roger Goodell suspended Williams indefinitely for his role in the New Orleans Saints bounty program. Williams must be reinstated by the NFL before he can be hired by any team. NFL spokesman Greg Aiello says the league has not yet addressed Williams' potential reinstatement. Williams was the Saints' defensive coordinator from 2009 through 2011 and was hired by St. Louis last season before his suspension. Well, the Australian Open is over, and it came to an end with Novak Djokovic winning an open-era record third straight title. The top-ranked Serb beat third-seeded Andy Murray 6-7, 7-6, 6-3, and 6-2 to collect his sixth Grand Slam championship. Murray was hunting his second following last year's breakthrough victory at the U.S. Open, where he beat Djokovic in the final. It's Murray's third loss in the Australian Open final in the last 4 years. And in golf, Tiger Woods will have the lead when play in the PGA's Farmers Insurance Open resumes today. When play was shut down Sunday because of darkness, Woods had a six-shot lead through 7 holes of the final round. At the end of 3 rounds, he was in front by 4. Defending champion Brant Snedeker and Nick Watney will start the day tied for second at minus 11. Snedeker has completed 13 holes of play, and Watney's through 8. Woods is a 7-time winner at the Torrey Pines course, including a U.S. Open. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.